This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
I just received a letter from my gal in San Antone. It said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the plains we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone. Let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
In Nueva Laredo, the moon is aglow. In Nueva Mexico, the other turistas were spending their dough, but he spent his time singing love songs, you see. And every time he sang a song, he gave a kiss to me in Nueva Laredo. The moon is aglow. Nueva Laredo, in old Mexico.
In Nueva Laredo, the blue Rio Grande was bright in the moonlight as he held my hand. He sang me a love song the whole lovely night. We kissed and kissed and kissed and kissed until morning light in Nueva Laredo. The moon is aglow in Nueva Laredo, in old Mexico.
In Nueva Laredo,
I found true romance. And with my señor, I sang and I danced. We had a fiesta from morning till night. Then my father caught us, caramba, what a fight. In Nueva Laredo, he travels no more. Since my father hollered, don't darken my door. But each night by moonlight, he's one unhappy man. You should see him swim to me across the Rio Grande in Nueva Laredo. The moon is below in Nueva Laredo, in old Mexico.
Rolling stone, all the rolling home. I guess I'll have to break the habit. Sorry now I ever had it, for I'm always rolling home, traveling all alone. Guess I should have known that when the summer breeze is blowing, brings the smell of things a-growing, I'll be always rolling home.
I never knew how much I'd miss that old pine tree. It seems that I can hear him sighing just for me.
Won't you please come home? Lonely years have flown and brought that old familiar feeling to my heart that comes a-stealing when I'm always rolling home.
Ever since the day I went away, I've been always rolling home. Everything I left behind me seemed to say, why did you roam? The little gal I loved so well has fallen, fallen to her rolling stone. Now no matter where I go, my heart's returning, and I'm always rolling home.
I'm a rolling stone, always rolling home. I guess I'll have to break the habit. Sorry now I ever had it, for I'm always rolling home, traveling all alone. I guess I should have known that when the summer breeze is blowing, brings the smell of things a-growing, I'll be always rolling home.
I never knew how much I'd miss that old pine tree. It seems that I can hear him sighing just for me.
Won't you please come home? Lonely years have flown and brought that old familiar feeling to my heart that comes a-stealing when I'm always rolling home, rolling home.
Have a sweetheart, but now I've got none. Since she's gone and left me, I care not for one. Since she's gone and left me, contented I'll be, for she loves another one better than me. Green grow the lilacs, all sparkling with the dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since a parting with you. And by the next meeting, I hope to prove true, to change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue. Pass my love's a window both early and late. The look that she gave me, well, it made my heart ache. The look that she gave me was harmful to see, for she loves another one better than me. I wrote my love a letter in red rosy lines. She sent me an answer all twisted in twines. keep your love a letter. I will keep mine. Write to your sweetheart and I'll write to mine. Green grow the lilacs all sparkling with the dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since parting with you. And by the next meeting, I hope to prove true. To change the green lilacs to the red, white, and blue.
Tex Ritter with Green Grow the Lilacs. And I'm told that that was the best version of that song that Tex ever recorded. It was not his hit commercial recording. That was from a radio transcription that he recorded with Wesley Tuttle on guitar, Merle Travis on guitar, and Bonnie Dodd playing steel. And Dale Warren's wife, Margie, played fiddle. You heard all of them coming together to provide a great musical accompaniment to Tex Ritter as he sang Green Grow the Lilacs. That was the name of a Broadway show Tex appeared in the early 1930s. And just before Tex, we heard the Sons of the Pioneers from one of their Charles Sterrett film soundtracks with a tune called Always Rollin' Home. Les Paul and Mary Ford gave us En Nuevo Laredo in Old Mexico. And the Sons of the Pioneers opened today's show with Down the Trail to San Antone. You know, Tex Ritter was actually from Texas, Panola County to be exact, and he was mighty proud of it, but he was not a cowboy, at least not initially. He wanted to be a lawyer, and his first name was Woodward, which everybody in the community pronounced Woodard, and he did too, at least until he left his home community. Well, until his voice changed to a baritone, his family and friends thought he couldn't even sing very well, but he did develop an interest in cowboys and their music early on. He actually came to love folk music, and two of his closest friends were among the nation's foremost collectors of old cowboy songs. In his youth, he actually put together a one-man show, eagerly performing old cowboy songs for civic clubs, schools, and wherever he could get a gig. Well, Tex was born in 1905, so he had an opportunity to see cowboy movies, starting with the silent films as a teenager, and he had his own silver screen heroes. But musical westerns didn't come along until Tex was in New York, singing for his supper, in clubs and restaurants, and then on the radio, and eventually in Broadway plays, one of which was Green Grow the Lilacs. The music he sang was his interpretation of the old cowboy range ballads, which originally weren't really very musical by today's standards. So when Tex added his own music and Texas accent to them, audiences loved it. Let me play just a few bars of an old song called Buffalo Skinners, performed by an early singer who was, shall we say, unpolished. And I'll follow it with Tex Ritter's version of Red River Valley, so you could hear what kind of difference he made in popularizing traditional songs. He sounded authentic while sounding musical at the same time.
It happened in Jacksboro in the year of 73. A man by the name of Grego came stepping up to me, saying, how do you young fellow, and how would you like to go and spend one summer pleasantly on the range of the buffalo?
From this valley they say you are leaving. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened my pathway a while. Then come sit by my side if you love me. not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. Sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true.
Well, as you could hear, there was quite a difference in the way Tex made cowboy music sound and the old cowboys out on the range had made it sound. Well, it was that authenticity combined with musicality that made Tex a popular entertainer. He looked and sounded the part. And after they nicknamed him Tex in New York, he was proud to be Tex Ritter the rest of his career. Well, while Tex was working on the radio and on Broadway in New York, Roy Rogers had formed the Sons of the Pioneers, and Gene Autry had migrated west from Chicago and the WLS Barn Dance to Hollywood to become the Silver Screen's first real singing cowboy. So the movies had already started when Tex boarded a plane in Newark, New Jersey, and headed west to start a movie contract. You know, the other day I was watching an old Tex Ritter movie called Trouble in Texas. I think that one came out in 1937. It's a film that co-starred Rita Hayworth and Horace Murphy. Horace Murphy made several movies as Tex's sidekick. You may remember him. He also did some work on the radio with Gene Autry a few years later. Rudy Souter's band was in this particular movie, and I spotted the Phelps brothers in the band, although I don't think they were credited. And Tex's friend from when they worked in New York together, Hank Warden, was also in the film, but he wasn't credited either. It was a fun film, though, although Tex only sang a couple of songs in it. He did what I thought was a really good job on one titled, I'm Gonna Leave Old Texas Now, but I don't think he ever recorded that one. He did record the other one, though, and they used it to open and close the film. It's titled Down the Colorado Trail, and Tex even managed to weave the song title into the storyline at the end of the show. Here it is.
Cowboy doesn't get much rest. Always keyed up for a test. Up and doing, that's the way. Way out in the west. Plenty of chin do, plenty of gin too, and the dead lamb's tail. Watch my dust, boy, down the Colorado Trail. Taking the right road over the night road neath the moonlight pale. Home or bust, boy, down the Colorado Trail. Somebody there won't sleep tonight. Her eyes are open wide. I see them shining with delight across the great divide. Say me a prayer, boy, till I get there, boy. Say I will not fail. Time won't rust, boy, down the Colorado Trail. Her eyes are open wide. I see them shining with delight across the great divide. Say me a prayer, boy, till I get there, boy. Say I will not fail. Time won't rust, boy, down the Colorado Trail.
Tex Ritter and Down the Colorado Trail. That's a song he sang in one of his movies from 1937. And film critics say that that was one of his best movies. But he made several really good ones. We'll play more songs from those movies as time goes by. But, you know, I mentioned earlier that he sang I'm Gonna Leave Old Texas Now, but he didn't record it. There was one that was related to that song called Trail to Mexico that he did record. That's an old traditional song, too, and it was actually referring to New Mexico, but the cowboys who sang it on the trail shortened it to Mexico. And that's how Tex sings it on this record.
I made up my mind to change my way and quit my crowd that was so gay, to leave my native home for a while and to travel west for many a mile. 'Twas in the year of 83 that A.J. Stinson hired me. Said, young man, I want you to go and follow this herd into Mexico. Well, it was a long and a lonesome go as a herd rode on into Mexico with a laugh delight and the cowboy song. To Mexico we rolled along. When I arrived in Mexico, I wanted to see my love, but I could not go. So I wrote a letter to my dear, but not a word from her could I hear. When I arrived at my once loved home, I called for the darling of my own. They said she'd marry rich alive. Therefore, wild cowboy, go seek another wife. Yes, I'll go back to the western land. I'll hunt me up my cowboy band, where the girls are few and the boys are true, and a false-hearted love I never knew. Curse your gold and your silver too. God pity a gal that won't prove true. I'll travel west where the bullets fly
I'll stay on the trail till the day I die.
Well, that's Tex Ritter's version of The Trail to Mexico. And I don't think I've played any of the Tex Ritter recordings we've heard today on any previous shows, so I hope you've enjoyed them. That's our set of music and stories by and about Tex Ritter. And now I'd like to play a very old cowboy song that was recorded in 2021 by John Lowell and his friends from up in Livingston, Montana. I think you're going to like this one. It's called When the Work's All Done This Fall.
Cowboys were discussing plans at ease. Said one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you listen, please. I am an old cowpuncher, although I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a good one, and I went on great long jags. Once I had a home, boys, a good one, you all know. Although I had not seen it since many years ago. I'm a-going back to Dixie once more to see them all. Yes, I am going home, boys, when the work's all done this fall. Oh, now when I left my home, boys, my mother, she did cry. She begged me not to leave her there, for me she would die. My mother's heart is breaking, I've broken it, that's all. But with God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. So when the roundup days are over and the shipping all is done, I'm going right straight home, boys, before my money's gone. I have changed my ways, now no more will I fall. I am going home, boys, when the work's all done this fall. Stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy, and storming very hard. The cattle, they got restless and began a wild stampede. The cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly he did shout. He tried in vain to head them and turn the herd about. His saddle horse had stumbled and on him it did fall. Now he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. Oh, his body was so mangled, the boys all thought him dead. They picked him up so gently and they laid him on a bed. He opened up his blue eyes and looking all around, he motioned for his comrades to sit near on the ground. I have earned, cause I am afraid, boys, but last year I have turned. I'm going to a new range, I hear my master's call. I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. So Davy, take my bridle, and Ben can have my bed. Little John can have my saddle after I am dead. Think about me kindly as you look upon them all. All done this fall. So they buried him at sunrise, no tombstone at his head, just a little wooden cross, and this is what it said. Poor Charlie died at daybreak, he died here from a fall. Now he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
John Lowell and his band from Livingston, Montana, and When the Work's All Done This Fall. Let's go back to 1973 now and listen to Robert Wagner featured with the Rainsmen on Song of the Trail.
I have heard the thunder rolling loud across the mountains high, and the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky.
It's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Thunder flashing on the mountain trail.
I have seen those yawning canyons, and I've climbed the highest peak, and I've felt the sun, the wind, the rain upon a carefree cheek.
It's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Down the canyons, good companions on a mountain trail. I have seen the works of glory, and I've felt the mighty hand of the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to the mountain that I'll hear evermore. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. I have seen the works of glory, and I've felt the mighty hand of the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to the mountain that I'll hear it evermore. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. The song of the trail.
Today for our country set, I'd like to dedicate this time to Tom T. Hall, who passed away in 2021. He was one of my favorite songwriters, and I think he was a favorite of almost everybody else. We've chosen a few of my favorite songs, and I hope they'll be favorites of yours after you hear them, if you are not already familiar with them. I'll play them back to back, but I'll tell you what you're going to hear. We're going to start with The Ballad of $40, then Who's Gonna Feed Them Hogs, Bill Monroe for Breakfast, and Country Is. Here's Tom T. Hall.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle, someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mose you down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress, you know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me 40 bucks. About a year ago, and why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. He'd lie there and cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them, and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough. His way was hogs and his nature was tough. His doctors tried to tell him that he may not live at all, but all he ever talked about was who's gonna feed them hogs. 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? Hogs comes to 800 hams, and that's a lot of money for a hog raising man. 400 hogs comes to 1600 feet. The market's up and there are people awaiting on that meat. Well, the doctors say they do not know what saved the man from death, but in a few days he put on his overalls and he left. That's all there is to this small song, but waitress, before you leave, would you bring me some coffee and a hot ham sandwich, please? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. His wife couldn't feed them, and his neighbors didn't care. They couldn't get out and roam.
I didn't plan to interrupt this set, but I wanted to make a very short comment here. Tom T. Hall was very fond of bluegrass music, and so was his wife. And they wrote a lot of bluegrass songs, but this one is my favorite.
When I was just a little boy, we lived out on a farm, 7 miles from nowhere and 100 miles from harm. We made our living from the dirt if anything would grow, and we got our country music from a big old radio. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day, then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had a big old battery that ran the radio. Sometimes we'd run it down listening to the Opry show. But we all had our instruments and most of us could play, so we had Bill Monroe for breakfast anyway. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day, Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Mama was a lady and my daddy liked to preach. All we ever had was just a place to eat and sleep. If I could go back home again, back to the simple ways, oh, we'd have Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is,
oh, country is
what you make it. Country is country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country good time, listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
A few minutes ago, we heard a little bit about how Tex Ritter got started in the music business, so I'd like to devote this next set to Gene Autry and how he got started. I'll skip over the stories most everybody's heard and go straight to the music, if that's okay with you. You see, Gene Autry started recording in 1929, but his early records were mostly country blues and mountain ballads, not Western songs. There was an exception or two, like one he composed himself, and since we can pretty much say it was one of the first Western songs Gene Autry recorded, we'll play that one for you. He recorded it a number of times in those early years, and it's titled Cowboy Yodel. Here's Gene Autry from 1929.
I'm just a yodeling cowboy, as happy as I can be. Any depot or stockyard is home sweet home to me. I have no cares like millionaires, no grief to make me blue. I go my way from day to day and paddle my own canoe. Deodoladdy,
was a little bit of Gene Autry's Cowboy Yodel. It's a song he wrote himself. And I guess it's his first Western recording. Although he used it more as a vehicle for getting his yodeling skills out before the public than to promote Western music. Well, just as Tex Ritter had found a job on the radio in Texas before going to New York, where he soon got a job on New York radio, Gene Autry found a job on a radio station in Oklahoma. And later, as a spokesman for Sears Roebuck, he joined the folks at the WLS Barn Dance radio show in Chicago, which gave him a lot of exposure and led to his work with Smiley Burnett and others. Well, around that time, his record producer, Art Satherley, and his friend Frankie Marvin convinced Gene to start singing more cowboy songs and to start dressing Western as well. Well, a tremendous audience reaction led to having him record more cowboy songs, too. Probably the Little Ranch on the Old Circle B was the least well-known of Gene Autry's early Western recordings, so I'd like to play that one for you from 1933. And we'll close this set with the record that was to become Gene Autry's best-selling record over the next 10 years. It was Billy Hill's The Last Roundup.
Traveling along on the old Texas trail, on the trail that leads back, where friends never fail, where the old rancher's daughter is waiting for me, in the little ranch house on the old Circle B. I've been around from the east to the west, but I'd rather go back to friends I love best. In my dreams I've been living where life is so free, in the little ranch house on the old Circle B. Travel on, little pony, get along on your way. Travel on, little pony, back to Texas to stay. Breezes are rustling the sage and mesquite, just to feel them once more would be such a treat. And the cooing of doves in the cottonwood trees, in the little ranch house on the old Circle B. No matter where I might happen to roam, there is no other place that I could call home. And I'll always be happy when I have the key to the little ranch house on the old Circle B. We used to ride on the ranges all day, over hills and through canyons far, far away. But the prettiest sight that I ever did see was the little ranch house on the old Circle B. Oceans and rivers and mountains and all wouldn't keep me away. While I can crawl, there will soon be a wedding for Molly and me in the little ranch house on the old Circle B. Travel on, little pony, get along on your way. Travel on, little pony, back to Texas to stay.
The yodelio, pony. Oh, holy, I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old paint for the last time. drive. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm heading for the last round up. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup. To the faraway range of the boss in the sky. Where the strays are counted and branded, there goes I. I'm heading for the last round up. Adieu, adieu. I'm heading for the last round up. Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along, little doggies, get along. Get along, little doggies, get along, get along, get along, little doggies, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old paint for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm riding in the last round up.
Gene Autry with his first big Western hit. Jimmy Wakely was inspired by Gene Autry, so he followed Gene's lead, and he became a successful singing cowboy. Here he is to introduce I'm Heading for the Blue Horizon, Where the Mountains Meet the Sky.
Friends, in the early days of the West, many people lived so far out in the open country that they rarely saw a church. But what they saw of nature and God's way gave them a sure faith in the great beyond. And they sang of it in their own words and in their own way. Here is a song that expresses that faith, introduced a number of years ago by Billy Williams on the vocal and Sammy Kaye's band. I'm sure that many of you remember it. I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. Three rays, if you'll join me, please. I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. Gonna saddle up my faithful pinto, bid the boys goodbye. I'll say so long to Mom and Dad, tell Sister not to cry. I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride, ride, to the land of sweet enchantment,
hardships don't prevail.
When my roundup days are over and I've said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky.
I'm gonna ride, 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 ride down that dusty trail.
Of old Pawnee, flower of the dawn, blooming tenderly, her memory still lingers on.
Angel of the night, moonlit reverie, star so bright, shines on my roads of old Pawnee.
Sweet are the dreams that I hold in my heart
as I go wandering along.
Long are the hours since we drifted apart.
Deep in my heart is a song. Moonlit reverie, star of love so bright, shines on my roads of old Pawnee.
Roy Rogers with Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage and Rose of Old Pawnee. Now, to close today's show, we've got a song from Wesley Tuttle's Texas All-Stars featuring Merle Travis. It's an old tune I'm sure you recognize. There'll be some changes made. Friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
on the range I belong.